go in person then.
Yeah.
The
Bure Gemara, it's just easier that way. Ella Amarava.
Ella Amarava. Hatam Ladin Cheskat Shalashanim, Vimishum, Shetashe, Roe Adam et Chadero, Ochel Akero Tzedehu. Shata Kamaita Machil Inish, Shana Rishona Mochel Lo Alka.
Okay, so if I see Yudi in my massive clementine orchard, he's eating some fruits, I'd be Mochel the first year. Tarti?
Tarti Shana Shnia, Gamkin Machil.
Right.
Ulam Al Tlat.
Lo machel. Right? Keep going.
Should I keep going to your ear?
Yeah. Right. So he had the time. He had every opportunity to protest it. Right. The game is lo machel. Right.
That is a very strong word for them to use in the biure. But
okay. Relax. We don't need a biure on the biure. Okay. So no one raises yesterday, but this should be somewhat familiar. Have we heard this before? This phenomenon of the mechila, we have heard this before. Remember Tosos? There's an idea of like we had a tainus mechila. Yeah. Okay, so we already have some inkling of this being something, you know. But this is very odd. This idea of like, okay, well, where does the idea of 3 years being a chazaka come from? Like we said, nihug, how people act and behave, okay, normal behavior. But that becomes very like bad. We don't like those kind of approaches. Okay, so what does Abaye say? So Amar Le Abaye.
Amar Le Abaye, the Rava. Ela Me'ata. Kevan she'adam mochel al achilat shana v'shnatayim.
Look at the Lashon, right? So now, remember, Yudi's on my field. Now, once we say we're not mochel by the third year, right? So even though Yudi is machzik begezel, meaning since I know that I have my contract, I'm going to get him off my property, and everything he's doing right now, he's stealing from me, okay? That's why the seder returns to me. In other words, what Yudi was doing was he was stealing from my field. He wasn't allowed to be there. That's why the field goes back to me. His chazaka was never a chazaka. It was just 2 years of stealing. So the only thing that should go back at the end of the day is the land, because I was mochel you, so to speak, the first couple of years. Right, that's the key. In other words, if I'm mochel Yudi for the first 2 years of being on my land, that means by definition I'm mochel as well. Any benefits or fruits you might have eaten, okay? Right. So if what? Whoa! If I brought witnesses, right? To protest, right? And and the machzik didn't have a shtar, right? Which means now I've exposed Yudi being on my field as being an illegitimate chazaka, hadra arav hadra piri, which means
the land and the fruit should be
chozeres hakarka chozeres haperos, right? I get both back. Keep going. Well, and that's a critical point. In other words, what do we see? We see that when it comes to being mochel, right? So if Yudi really has to give me back the fruits that he took, so there's never a mechila that takes place. Right? Or else why would he have to give it back? Right? How can you say there's a mechila if Yudi has to pay me back no matter what? Again, he says, Shitzarach ha-machzik l'shalim kol ma sha'achal b'tei shanam eilu. Hare muchak, it's clear. She'ein mochel adam lemachzik bekarko afa sheishanim. It's clear that I'm never mochel you at all. Okay? Ubehechrek she'ein ziyatam lechech shalashanim. That can't be the reason for chazaka 3 years. This seems like an insurmountable, right? Maskana, or I should say havmina. Meaning, well, what was Rava thinking? Right? I mean, Abaye just destroys him. And we have to agree that Rava knows about Rav Nachman's position, because what is Rava's next move is going to come up with a different argument. Okay, so this is the hard part. How do you learn out the Havamina by Rava, knowing full well what Rav Nachman holds, what's pushing Rava into his position, and understanding a bias kasha against it? Okay, how do we make Rava, so to speak, make sense? I could take like a piece from everything here, okay, because I think... Because I hear what everyone's saying. I just think that just we should take one step back just to understand a very basic point, which is that why would the Baal Sada ever be Mocha to begin with? He's not. That's not. No. There's no way the Baal. The Baal Sada is not going to give up his field, right? So why would he be? If you're the owner of that field, okay, why would you be Mocha the first couple of years? To me, that's the starting point. That's the most obvious question. No. Good. So Gano's saying, one second. Well, let's understand this. Now I'm going to take what you were saying and apply it to how I would say it. Okay. In other words, there's two ways. There's an ambiguity that exists when Yudi's on my field. There's an ambiguity. Because if I look at, like you're saying, right, if I look at the fruits and the land as one, then what you're doing is you're eating of the fruits is challenging my claim on the land. You're doing an action that's against me. If you only looked at it that way, there's no way ever that the Baal Sada would ever be Mochal Ochal Peros. You understand? It's impossible. Rather, again, if you tell me that if you look at the fruits and the land as one, I mean, yeah, and Arisa telling me I get it as a unit, but if you look at it that way from a Chazaka standpoint, that means every fruit that Yudi's using is building a case against my ownership. If you learn it that way, it would be impossible to ever suggest the Baal Sada be Mocha. How is that possible? You never be Mocha because you're eating on the fruits does have an effect. But there's another way to look at it. If you look at them, this is where we're going to a little bit different. But if you look at them as being separate, right, meaning there's fruits in his land. Oh, so then he's just enjoying some clementines. It's like a hana. He's enjoying my field, but he's not after my field itself. You understand? The mechila can never merge ever. If you're telling me that the Baal Sada, right, when you're on the field, sees the field and the fruits as one, because then by definition, every time you eat a clementine, so to speak, you're staking a claim against mine. But he could also look at it. What Rabba's telling us is that no, but not necessarily. What the guy will say is that you could also translate your action as simply enjoying a clementine, i.e., this is all the Havamina. Okay? In other words, that's where a little bit different. In other words, in the Havamina, the Mechila emerges because the Baal Sada says, well, I'm not sure, right? I don't see you eating the fruits is ambiguous insofar as you're staking a claim against me. It could be that you're eating the fruits because you're trying to establish a chazaka, right? Or also could be that you're, what do you call it? You're eating fruits because you like clementines. But I know after 3 years, what? That's right, nurse. At that point, now the scale tips. You understand? But I'm saying that ambiguity is what allows for an expression of mechila. That's what's leading Rava down this road. Rava is saying that we're not sure. We don't know. The Baal Sada, he'll say he's mochel because he's going to say, listen, it's very possible that Yudi's there to enjoy the clementines. But that's because, again, it depends how you look at the relationship of the fruits to the field. There's two ways you can look at it. Just think very practically. If you walk by a field and you see someone eating an orange in that orchard, I don't think you're going to necessarily say that that guy is establishing a chazaka. You'll say the guy wants a clementine, right? He wants to enjoy the clementine, meaning he separate the clementine and the field have nothing to do with each other, right? But you could also say that Yudi being there is presenting is a taina against my ownership. That's only to look at the ochel peros as being a method of chazaka. You understand? That's what Rava's trying to say. Rava's trying to say that there's an ambiguity here. And because of that ambiguity, that's what leads us to say the Baal Sada would be mocha. Right? But of course, now I want to be clear, by the way. Just to be clear, that doesn't mean the Baal Sada is inviting Yudi on his field. Right? It's not that he wants you there. Right? And just saying that you being there, you squatting on my field, so to speak, it could be A or B. And because it's A or B, that's why he's mocha. Until we enter a phase where we know it could be a problem. Okay? Okay. Now, right now what he's saying is that after, if, when he comes, or since he was mochel, mochel is emerging from the fact that he's saying, listen, I don't know, guy could be here for A or could be here for B. Right? So therefore that means that since it could be that Yudi's eating the fruits because he wants to enjoy the fruits, so why would Yudi pay that back to me after, after the returning the field? That's keeping it, or it's, that's keeping them separate. But if they were separate all along, the whole way through, then there's no way for him to ever, so to speak, establish a chazaka. You understand? That ambiguity is there. But the fact that I'm mochel eating the fruits, that's why he's had to pay me back. But that all stems from the ambiguity the Baal Sada has about what Yudi's doing on his field.
Why are you focusing?
Don't get fixated on the three. At a certain point in time, when he's on my field, the ambiguity disappears. And I now look at it as a challenge against my field.
So it's about when the ambiguity.
When I look at Yudi's presence and I see it as a threat to my bialis, that's when chazaka. That's when we discuss chazaka. Because if after by year three there's a threat to my bialis and I don't respond to it, what does that mean? I don't really care. Therefore, it's his land. What was I saying? Right. So a bai comes back. I'll just set it up. So a bai comes back and says, "You got to listen to what's a bai is kasha." Is a bai really challenging at the end of the day the core of Rubber's idea? No, he's not. He's not. He's just saying it's not going to work, right? Because you see that the guy, there's the very nice, fancy ambiguity idea, but at the end of the day, the guy's chived to pay back for the fruits. Okay, so what's he saying? I think you have to say that. I think there's a bai saying, that's a very nice idea, Rava. You got to appreciate the nature of the kasha here. He's not trying to undermine Rava's essence. He's just saying at the end of the day, the halachic system says he treated it as gezel. Why? Because we say at the end of the day, when he comes to that field, he's not saying that when he sees, there's another way you could look at what's happening in that third year. That third year is, the curtains come down. The truth is out, right? Meaning that all along, what was Yudi trying to do? He was just trying, it really was, there's two ways you could look at this idea of ambiguity. Is it that, do we say the mechila would emerge because the Baal says, listen, it could be A or B. Or really what the Baal is saying is, okay, you know what? B is always there. I'm going to allow A to express itself, right? But that doesn't mean that I really believe that was the case, right? All along it was B, right? So by year three, the truth comes out, all right? It's been exposed to everybody. You're here for my field, all right? That means all along that's what you were trying to do, right? In other words, rather than looking at the ambiguity as A and B working in tandem, it's more that it's really B. But because A is a possibility, we're going to hold on to that. But like, as soon as the truth comes out, A disappears. Okay, right. The Baal HaSadeh, he's translating it that way. Okay. Now, what you'll notice we've done right now, I think, is that we've moved a little bit away of getting caught into the psyche of owners. Right. That's one of the goals here in doing this kind of Gemara. We can't get into a conversation. I mean, you could, but not here. Into a conversation about what do people think. Why do they feel a certain way? That's not our issue. We still have to stick with a lot of categories. Asher.
Hello, Marava. Shata Kamaita. Shana Rishona Lo Kapi Danish. In Adam Makvid Al-Kach Shi Yorid Adam Lechatsero Below Rishon.
Okay, so you have to appreciate what Rubba has to do now. You guys should have, I hope you appreciate this. Rubba realizes, you know what? Ochel Paris isn't going to work. Now he's going to find a case where you're actually on my property, right? There's no Ochel Paris. You're squatting. This is our squatter case, okay? That he's Yorid Adol Mechatzer Boshuso. So Yudi shows up in my chatzer, okay? I didn't invite Yudi into my chatzer. I never would, right? Shows up in my chatzer, right?
Inu Mochel Ala Peiro
Chacha. Right. Now, if Yudi
walked into your chatzer and there was like a bowl of apples or
whatever, or like, you know what? I have a better idea. Yudi goes into my chatzer and he plugs his computer into my electrical supply, okay? Now, but listen to what he's saying. He's saying, I would never be moch on that. Yudi would have to pay me back for any electricity used. Tarti, avshanashnia.
Lo kapid.
Ulam.
Ulam kach. Ulam slat kapid. Al shaloshanim makpid adam. The kevan she...
Shasakabailim.
Shasakabailim. Meshach shaloshanim. Lo hikpid mukach she makpid.
Okay, so again, here's a key point. He says, Ain adam makpid al kach she yorid adam lochatzer lo shuso. Mikom okam inu moch al perish achal. So Rava's flipped it. Flip the script, all right? And again, this may be even harder to explain, but Rav is saying, well, let's say Yudi comes to my chatzar, okay? Now, Yudi, if you're camped down on my chatzar, I don't care. What do I care? This is not going to bother me at all, right? Why is it not going to bother me at all if you're on my chatzar? Because you can't do what?
Use anything.
Not just that. There's no staking a claim against me, right? I'm not. Remember, we're trying to learn out how do you know 3 years of a chazaka and the niyog of a person against someone being in their rishus. So if you're in my chatzar, what do I care? Enjoy the sun. But don't go ahead and plug something into my electrical supply. That I'll be makban on. So one second. So Yudi squatting in my chatzar, again, meaning Yudi being on my land, right, doesn't bother me for the first couple of years. Because what do I care? I'll be very upset if he uses anything of mine. But if he's in my chatzar, he's not using anything. He's just there. But after 3 years, get off my property. You've overstayed your illegal welcome. Okay, that's the best way to put it, right? That's it, off my property. So look at how brilliant Rava is. Rava's like, okay, well, I'll show you another way to learn a chazaka. Flip the script, right? Here's a case where you were on my land, on my chatzar, I don't care your I'm mochel you being on my chatzar, right? I'm mochel you being on my land. I am makbid on you eating my peros. You can't use my electricity. That you have to pay me back for. But just being on my land, what harm are you doing? Or do you want to put it in our orchard case? Or just imagine you just sat down in the field and didn't do anything, right? You know what I mean? So that's Rabbi's point. Guido Mascano, you have a question on this?
I have a question on this.
It's saying, how do you know 3 years makes a claim by a field into a chazakah that now it's mine? Here, this kind of phenomenon. This is different than the chazakah by Sadeh. This is saying, the fact that I'm makbid, that I don't want someone being on my land after 3 years have gone by, on my chatzar, right? I don't want someone on my chatzar after 3 years, which we're going to say is equivalent to land. So too, we know that by a field. Meaning, the amount of time it takes for a person to say, get off my land, is 3 years. You wouldn't say get off my chatzar if it's the first 2 years. You'd be mochel the guy. 3 years, that's when I want you off. Okay? That's how to extrapolate it back to Ches Chasada. Blood.
Wait, yeah?
Yeah, Kayvon. Listen to this carefully. Abaye, this is even better than the first one. Abaye says, what's that again? Hold on. Abaye says, if you're going to tell me the chazaka is produced, how does a chazaka emerge? Because the Baal was not makbid. Meaning, because I was not makbid on Yuri being on my chatzar, that's how the chazaka emerges, right? Good. Im Kain,
Kigon Hani Debay Bar Eliyashiv.
Oh, this is Betzalel. Okay? You just have to have a little patience. So Betzalel comes along. You are the Debay Bar Eliyashiv, okay? The Bar Eliyashiv family. Very, very renowned family. Okay? Dikapti Afilu Aman de Khalif Amitra Dido. Right? They're highfalutin fancy people. There's no way I'd ever let that guy come into my chatzar. Right? Not because he's using it. The point is, they're makbid on it. They read the beer, shemakpidin hay makpada yisera. Alpha pisha nichna sachatseram, rachol shamadarko. In other words, I'll tell you what these guys are like. I'm sure you know this. You know how, like, by saying that, but there is that one family, that one situation out there. People who are makbid. They don't want yudi on their chutzre at all. Okay? Even if they're not making use of it. I just don't want you there. I don't even want you there if you're walking through to get to the other side. I don't want you there. So that's true, Hachanami. Okay, so now, but now Abaye, see, Abaye is funny. He's not satisfied enough just by saying this. He's going to go even further. He took the knife, put it into Rava's back, and now he's twisting it. Because he's saying, V'chi ne'mar she'kasher yered adam ve'hechzik b'chatzeram de'altar havei chazaka, sh'lo chazakim yad. But 1 second. So what are you going to tell me? Let's say I'm makbid on, I kid you not, this is what he's about to ask. I'm makbid on Yudi coming to my chatzar. Okay, I'm a Betzalel. I don't want anyone in my chatzar, ever. Okay? But here's the problem. The problem is like this. Yudi walks into my chatzar. He's on his way to 7-Eleven to get a big gulp. Okay? And turns out, to get there, you got a nice cut through Betzalel's chatzar. Okay, now, you take 2 steps into the chatzar. You're now in the chatzar. Stop. Stop the clock. Have you said anything to Yudi?
No.
Have you taken the opportunity to push back against Yudi's being on your chatzar?
No.
It's yours. That's what he says. He says, "The altar have chazaka, sheyolo chazaka miyad." You're going to tell me that you going to my chatzar, Betzalel didn't have enough time. He's running down the stairs to come to get you off. It's too late because the moment you walk to the chatzar, it's yours. Again, look. I mean, it's if you like logics, it's brilliant because he's saying if you're going to tell me, Rava, that your whole premise is based on the idea that me not being makbid is what allows the chazaka to emerge, right? But if I find people that were makbid, I mean, it's not across the board. You see that some people are makbid. But if that's true, if I'm makbid about it immediately, but I won't have a time to get downstairs because the moment Yudi gets on there, he puts his feet down. I'm in the chatzar. You're running down the stairs screaming, no, no, too late. You went into the chatzar before you protested. Says, right? Because obviously, if you're stealing from me, I'm going to protest against you immediately. Hitting on the problem. What Abaye is saying is, without defining anything, Abaye is saying, Rava, you can't objectify what you're saying. You're creating a subjective idea. It's not true. Because if I go to that town, what happens? Let's say 6 months they're not makbid. And that town, 1 month they're not makbid. Right. To the point where you could say, I'm not makbid immediately. But it's immediate. Right? He's exposing a problem, a fallacy, so to speak.
Or
so just finish. Is v'chitema hachinami.
Shitema Hachinami, the Inter Telomar, Shachin Hamachzik, Benechase Bar Elisha, Nasa Lo, Bekachni Ad Chazaka.
So if you're going to tell me that, yeah, if in a town where they're instantaneously Machbid, right, the moment that Yudi goes on the land, since I wasn't able to be Machbid in time, it's yours, if you're going to say that.
Imkein, Natata Dvareta, Lishurin. Nimza Shetakarat Chachamim, Inam
Tua. That's very funny. Look what's bothering him. Not what was bothering me when I first read the Gemara. Okay, what's bothering me was, come on, like, what do you mean to even tolerate the possibility of an instantaneous chazaka? That's not what's bothering Abaye. What's bothering Abaye is, well, then you're telling me if you know what I said before, if you're telling me that people's hakpada changes, so then takanas chama in a kavua. There's no 3 years. Ela mishtana lefi teva mocher. Rather, it'd be completely subjective. Meaning, chazaka would only if you're going to learn it based on you being in my chatzar, then the system of chazaka would never be amount of time. It would simply be the whim of the mocher. Okay, we interview each mocher. How long for you would you be mocha? How long for you would you be mocha, so to speak? That's how we would know, but that can't be. How could a chazaka ever work? Right? Chachamim don't want to establish a derabanan that's subjective. They want to be objective. But this way of learning, that's why we got to stick to Abaye's Kasha and Rava. This way of Abaye's Kasha and Rava is your way of learning would allow for chaos. There's no objective shear of 3 years of chazaka. Rather, what's going to happen? It's going to be at the whim of the mocher. That's not going to work. We don't want that. So what do we do with this?